Meditating using the lines of this Buddhist prayer, the Four Immeasurables, is a beautiful, inclusive practice. We metaphorically hold hands with all sentient beings. We are neither in front of them nor behind them, but alongside all humanity, recognizing we are equal in our wish for happiness and freedom from suffering. So make your preparation, making the motivation to strengthen your appreciation for others, or as heartfelt an invocation as you wish. Say out loud or internally, may all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. Visualize all beings, or some, or one, whatever ignites you at the time, and generate love for them. A sincere wish that they get everything they want that will bring them happiness, genuine happiness. This may be something practical like shelter, peace of mind, safety, and also recognizing that we create the causes for our happiness by developing our minds so that they have psychological tools to transform their lives. And when you see them happy, sit for a while with how wonderful that feeling is. Them being happy, like you've created utopia for them. Then say out loud or internally, may all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And visualize all beings, or whoever it is you're working with, as being free from suffering. Identify the suffering as you can. It may be a group of people suffering in a war zone, or more specifically, someone you know has been diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, or for all humanity, suffering from climate change, pandemics, or simply your lonely neighbour. Make it real. See what arises in your imagination and go with it, because that is your strongest feeling right now. Then visualize that the light and love you are sending them destroys their suffering and they are at peace. See them free from suffering and how happy that makes them. This is the generation of compassion. and say, may all beings never be separated from the happiness that is free from suffering. This happiness is actually genuine happiness, which is the endowment of knowledge and good psychology that you are sending their way. In other words, a way out permanently from causing themselves suffering by causing suffering to others. Work with this one so that it really resonates with you and adjust it to your beliefs. And it's very important in this thought to not think of converting others to what you believe, but wishing them to find a way that suits them. Thus we destroy our own prejudices and separation. Finally, say, may all beings abide in equanimity without aversion or hatred for some, and attachment and affection for others. This is you taking it to the final level of not distinguishing between family, friends, and enemies, but just acknowledging we all suffer and none of us can be genuinely happy if others are suffering. Visualize everyone equal and together, no division or special places for the chosen ones. Send light and love to every being you can imagine and envisage. Fill the space with the billions of human beings, adding the animal realm if you wish. And rest in the feeling of how immeasurable your loving kindness and compassion is for yourself and every other being.